Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The problem we're trying to solve is that there are rich teams and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap. And then there's us. It's an unfair game. And now we've been gutted, like organ donors for the rich. Boston's taking our kidneys, Yankees taking our heart, and you guys are sitting around talking the same old good body nonsense like we're selling jeans, like we're looking for Fabio. We are the last dog at the bowl. You see what happens to the runt of the litter? Dies.
Who's Fabio?
The minor leaguer with the...
Amazing.
I
think he's a shortstop.
That Brad Pitt speech from Moneyball rivals James Earl Jones in Field of Dreams, to me, for great baseball soliloquies.
Well, that one or the one where he comes in and they're dancing after a loss and he beats the crap out of the table with the bat and says, that's what losing sounds like.
That 50 feet of crap line he stole from Jennifer Aniston in an episode of Friends.
Is it really?
That was really? Well before.
Did not know that.
Did not know that
fun
either.
Fun facts.
Did not know.
It's such a visual, great description, though, of where the Oakland A's were, you know, especially at that point. Now, and say, in some ways, the Padres have been that team as well over their franchise history,
yeah.
Where, you know, when they've had other, let's just say, previous owners who were trying to go cheap, and the payroll was 40-something million, and the Yankees were paying $150 million, they were that team that was, wow, we are not even close to the next level in our division of what we're trying to do to pay our team. So, yeah, that's it hits a little close to home, but it is a great speech. I love that one. Ben Woods here. Final hour this morning on 97.3 The Fan. Of course, coming up later this morning at 10 a.m., we are going to bring you virtual opening day. If we can't do the real thing, this will be the next best thing. We'll stream a simulation of the Rockies-Padres game using MLB The Show on Facebook Live and our Facebook page at 97.3 The Fan. Join the fan's personality on our Facebook Live page as we watch and comment on the game in real time. Don't miss virtual opening day today, less than 2 hours away here on 97.3 The Fan.
I don't play.
So can you explain to me, like, I mean, how is this going to work? What's it going to look like?
Just baseball. It looks pretty damn realistic.
It does.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, even my wife, who's, you know, doesn't like gaming at all, was very surprised at how realistic it was. Hit one out to the Western Metal Building. She's like, oh, my God, the Western Metal Building. I'm like, yeah, babe, it's Petco Park. It's they even have kids in the background, Ben, on their cell phones. It's very realistic, MLB The Show. From this year. So, like I said, I'm going to be watching. Want to see what happens. And who knows? Maybe you get into it. It's all we have right now, unfortunately.
I wish we had more. At least we have our friends. And we go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Joining us right now, should be showing up right about now, I would think, to opening day. Maybe she would already have been there. Annie Heilbrun, our friend from the UT and Fox Sports San Diego, joining us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Annie, good morning. So what would have been your arrival time for a 1 o'clock first pitch on opening day?
Good morning to you guys. It's great to hear your voices.
You too.
You know what? On a 1 o'clock, probably at least by like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Because I would think clubhouse would have been like 10, right, or something like that. And, yeah, it's so funny because like 2 weeks ago, well, probably a few days before, you know, everything just really, really changed here in this country, I was like looking for my outfit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, what am I going to wear? What am I going to do? You know, like you start planning that, you know? And so, yeah, that's obviously not being used right now, but yes.
Yeah, same. You know, I was like, I got to get a haircut, got to be looking sharp for opening day. We got a broadcast down there. It is, it's tough. It's tough, and I think, you know, tomorrow is going to be tough as well, and the day after that. I mean, you think about this weekend in baseball where, you know, everything is fine. You feel like everything's settled down. Baseball's back. There's this sense of calm that we all have when baseball is back, all of us that love the game as much as we do. And you'll just find yourself on a Saturday, you know, like, oh, these guys are on now. Check them out. See what they look like. I mean, you just end up watching,
yes,
you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours of baseball on a Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be weird. But we are adjusting every day to the new normal. How is the new normal for Annie Heilbrunn right now?
It's different. I think it's exactly what you said. You know, we're in such a routine during the season, and you kind of get used to being out of that in the off season. But once spring training hits, you're just so used to being back in that baseball routine and having games to cover and everything, practices and everything like that. For us, for me, really, I've been doing more news work at the Union Tribune. I'm sure Ben has had to do some of that as well at the news station. So, you know, and that's been good to kind of just see a little bit of what's going on outside of sports as well, and to see just a lot of the people on the front lines that are dealing with the pandemic. And then for you know, so many of us that are on the broadcast, you know, there is no broadcast. So, as you guys know, you just kind of wait that out, and whether it's the Padres or the Seals or the Gulls or whatnot, you're used to being at games for work, and right now that you're just not doing that.
You know, and you're right. I've been doing a coronavirus podcast at 10 News, and just like you're doing news stories for the UT, but you bring up something. I mean, we're kind of lucky also in that way that we can pivot and transition at least for a little while to do other things. You talk about the Fox Sports San Diego broadcasts. That's a totally different story. There's not, you know, if there's no games, all those people that you work with, the camera operators, the directors, producers, you know, graphics, behind the scenes. I mean, there's, I don't know how many people go into those game days. Maybe you have a better idea, Annie, but have you had a chance to be in contact with any of those people? Are they doing all right? What's the story there?
Yeah, no, I'm so glad you brought that up, Ben, because, for the broadcast, most people are, the way that the industry works, if anybody listening doesn't know, is it's really a freelance industry, even though you're working full time. It's just the way that they've structured things. And you can kind of figure out, you know, monetarily how that helps them. But there's a few people that work for the Padres. I'm not sure what their situation is, but for the rest of all of us that are freelancers on the Fox side, and there are hundreds of people that work behind the scenes and that have had 20, 30 year careers doing that, and are just essential to what goes on your TV screens, right? Like, these are the people that actually get this broadcast up and going and looking the way it does. And everyone from the camera operators to the producers, to the graphics guys, just, there's so many people, the audio guys. I saw that Sinclair, who is our parent company, unfortunately is laying off some people in other regionals. We have not gotten any word of that, but no one knows. No one knows really what's going on. And the people that have this as their full-time job, and a lot of what they do is they'll do the baseball season, you know, for this season, and then they'll switch into football in the fall, and they'll do broadcasts for other networks during that time. And so this really is their livelihood. This is their full livelihood. And so I think that everyone's just pretty nervous about what might happen and whether or not, you know, people will get paid or will get paid the normal amounts or won't get paid at all. So there's just a lot of questions, like everybody. But I feel for a lot of those people, like you said, that you know, this is the one thing that they have. And without games, they just cannot continue.
We are talking to the great Annie Heilbrunn here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Annie, we were throwing around ideas. You know, we heard a little bit from the commissioner last night on Scott Van Pelt. Scott Boras had an idea of playing baseball all the way up to Christmas and maybe even on Christmas Eve. You know, you as somebody that's going to end up covering whatever shortened season, if there is one, how do you feel about some of the ideas that are being kicked around? And do you have any ideas of your own on what they can do?
You know what? I think it's great that there's a lot of heads thinking about everything. I think it's great that there's a lot of possibilities. I saw with the commissioner last night, and I've watched the articles kind of roll in off of ESPN and everything. And there's, you know, a lot of different ideas from seven inning games to doubleheaders, you know, twice a week. And I think those are all great. What I struggle with, and I hate to be doom and gloom on our virtual opening day, but I struggle with, you know, I just can't see it happening unless, I guess, fans aren't allowed to come in. What I still can't quite wrap my heads around, my head around is, you know, even if this thing slows down, and if you read what's happening in New York, and you can go to the New York Times and read those articles for free, it is frightening what is going on there. And you know, I have a lot of questions about, you know, can you start a season if one place, like say New York, is still, you know, gonna, you know, they have deaths, you know, in the double digits every day.
Yeah.
You know, how do you start your teams? How do you start your league if some cities are being hit? And then if there's another wave, you know, then what happens if someone on the team gets it? Do you shut it back down?
Yeah, do you stop again? That would be the worst. The stop and start would be the worst thing that they could do.
Is there any way? And is there like fairness around the league? And then, you know, from a human element, look, I think these guys do want to play. I absolutely think everybody wants to get this season going. But it hasn't, I don't think we've reached the critical point that it's even going to get to yet. So, you know, say you are a player and you're, you know, you find out a family member is you know, can't get a ventilator in the ICU, you know, you're not really going to be thinking about going out there and pitching. And so I think that there's just a lot of human elements that, like, you know, I definitely think, look, that the game could go on and the game could be played. And I think that's awesome if that happens. But I also think, like, there's just so many questions about, you know, like how it would happen. And I think if it happens at all, is a victory. Like, I don't care how you do it. If you, you know, do three games a day, you know, whatever you want to do, if it happens at all, I think people should celebrate it and enjoy whatever capacity it comes back in. Because, you know, like I said, we haven't, I feel like in San Diego, you know, we're not seeing what's happening kind of like in places like New York. But if it does reach those waves, you know, with people close to us here, I think we're going to understand a lot more, like just how difficult this thing is.
Well, I have a suggestion here, and I want to get Annie and Woods your take on it as well, because Woods, you were talking earlier about how joyful you'll be when opening day does finally arrive, pushed back. But if opening day comes without fans, that doesn't count as opening day. Opening day this season will be the first day where we can have fans in the ballpark.
Yeah. Well, listen.
It's not the first game. We can't have a big party if it's just a game on television later.
No,
in the
we
day.
Absolutely can. And I'll tell you what, man, what better place to do it than downtown San Diego and pack one of the bars and, you know, just spend as much money as we can down at Bubs or something.
If they're not allowing fans in, I still don't think we're going to be able to pack bars. If it's not safe for fans,
crap.
We're just going to be sitting at home still on like virus lockdown watching a game. That's not opening day. That's
no.
I'll be happy to watch games, but opening day is the first day where we can all go down and watch a game together.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, look, I'll still be watching that game as hard as I've ever watched a game. Like, there's just no way.
I don't know. I think, you know, that's what I think is like, because, and the reason I say that about fans, and look, I don't know. I am not a scientist. There's, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not anything. I know nothing about this. I just look at, you know, some of the articles and it's like the social distancing obviously is working in some capacity, at least to a certain extent. So once you start putting people back together, if you don't have a vaccine, you're going to start getting these waves again, right? But again, I don't know. I really don't know, you know, anything along those lines. But say you couldn't bring fans in. You know, I wonder, like, do you think people would be happy to see it on TV even if they couldn't go to the game? Like, do you think that they'd just be happy for the diversion?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I'd be very happy right now. I think it would be tremendous to just be able to watch a game that counted. And, you know, guys, nerds like me, I've got two fantasy baseball teams. Both drafts have been postponed. And I would be elated to watch a game even with no fans. I'm used to that. I play adult baseball, so it wouldn't be that hard for me. I would be so ecstatic. But we talked about it yesterday, Annie. It's still a tremendous amount of people in that ballpark would be needed to even pull that off, you know? And plus, all those guys jammed in the dugout together and hey, are you self-quarantining? Because you better be. I mean, you just never know. So,
you know, and like, say you're playing, okay, if there still is that 14-day incubation period. I mean, listen to us now. Listen to what we talk about, right? But, you know, and you find out someone's, you know, been affected by it, and you got to go back and trace all the teams that you played in the last 2 weeks or whatnot. And then what do? Do you shut those down? Do you quarantine those down? So I think there's just a lot of questions around it. And listen, there's people much smarter than us that are trying to figure that out. And then that could really come out with a solution that works, that we're just, you know, not privy to yet, or not thinking of because we're not smart.
Words that I would love to not hear anymore. Incubation, quarantine,
yes!
Content,
social distancing. Just it'll be nice when it's all done.
Isn't it funny that this next generation, like social distancing, is like that's their catchphrase, you know?
I mean, the Padres really are missing a tremendous opportunity with SD.
Yeah.
I mean, we really should be taking advantage of this. I mean, these are the times.
You're both wearing your social distancing hats today.
We absolutely are.
Well, Annie, it's great to hear your voice.
I love that they're having workouts, though, guys, real quick. I love that they're having workouts, but they are paying attention. No, and it's great. Like, they're 2 to 3 at a time. I get it, and they're wiping down every piece of equipment after they use it and everything.
Can they just stick a camera? I would watch them work out. I mean, I honest to God, would want, tune in at 7 for the Padres workout and batting practice. I'm in. I'm all in.
How do you decide who your, workout buddy or two buddies are, though? Because then you're supposed to stick with the same ones, I think. You know? Supposed to interact with different people.
Yeah.
So same workout buddies. I mean, do you just, it's like, Machado, Tatis, you pair them up, and I don't even know how that works.
I would watch it, though. It's like the zoo, where they put those cameras in, to watch the pandas or whatever. Like, I would watch that, a live stream.
All day.
Just inside the workout room.
Yeah.
No, there's Tatis doing his squats. Yep. Oh, look.
Yes.
Checking on that 9 times a day.
Oh, tell me the ratings for that wouldn't be through the roof. Tatis doing squats.
Tatis, laughing. He'll be laughing, 5 times during that workout.
Yep.
You'll start laughing because you'll be
hey, did you see Tatis earlier today? Oh, man, did you see those lunches?
I'd be all
in. It was amazing.
Be all in.
Oh, Annie, it's so good to hear your voice. Take care. And hopefully we will see you in person before too long.
Stay in touch.
I hope so, too. You guys, too. Take care and have a great rest of your day.
You
Annie Holmgren on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit SDCCU.com. We are almost down to the final four in our tournament of Drops Woods. Got the last lead at Mate 8, man. I was just thinking,
wow,
as I was reading that SDCCU hotline,
oh my God,
that I was...
What is happening right now? This is amazing.
I was not flubbing. I don't think I'd flubbed all day today, and I thought about it, and then it got in my head, and all of a sudden I started flubbing all over the place, flubbing all over myself here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Tournament of Drops, Elite Huzzah! 8, almost down to the Final Four, is next. It's Ben and Woods. Let's get a check of traffic right now. Here's Kelly Danick on 97.3 The Fan. We are almost down to the Final Four in our Tournament of Drops Woods. Got the last Elite at Mate 8, man.
Oh, my God.
I was just thinking,
wow,
as I was reading that SDCCU hotline.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You okay over there?
Just giving the people what they want, apparently. It's fine. It's fine. It's always the fourth hour. It's the hard... You'd think it would be the first hour. It's the fourth hour where it gets me.
You
just... Got the last lead at Mate 8, man. This job is easy, but it's also hard.
Think of a little bit of an idiot. So,
I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but Woods, you understand exactly what I mean.
I do.
This job is very easy.
I come out of the gates...
also very hard.
I come out of the gates firing pretty good at 5. And yeah, by this time I'm like, my head is usually in my hands, like, oh my God.
If we could do the show backwards. Like, start with the last hour and then work back way to the start.
It'd be also awesome if we did a 3-hour show like every other sports station show in town.
Quinn and Chris go 4 hours
do
now.
Do they?
Hey,
oh, now they're going to have to with no Padres games.
No Padres preemptions.
Oh, those guys are like, oh,
guess
God.
Who's a spring that looks very different now?
Way different. Usually it was this. Hey, what's up? It's Gwen and Chris. And, we got to go. Padres are on. See you later. And they're out.
We got a 30-minute show today. We're off Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll be back for 15 minutes on Friday.
Full show on Thursday and then 15 minutes on Friday.
It's incredible.
And then a 2-week road trip to the East Coast.
Yeah. We got preempted last year like by a half an hour once. We were like, oh, my God. And we had the greatest show ever.
9:30 start on the East Coast, 8:30 pregame show.
We had, our show was like on fire. We were like, just bit after bit. We were laughing.
When the schedule came out, the first thing I did was, all right, East Coast morning games.
God,
please, please,
man.
Please, 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 please.
We actually did have one, I think, early in the season. There was a 9 a.m. weekday start somewhere going, oh, that's an 8 a.m. pregame show.
We're like, woo,
that's a short show
mama.
That day.
God bless.
I know it sounds like, boy, these guys really must hate what they do. We don't.
We love it, man.
But we're like the rest of you. Anytime you can get out a little bit early, like school, just, you know, when it's a minimum day, they used to have those half days.
Yeah, oh God.
Just unbelievable.
The best.
The best thing.
I mean, even half an hour was like, it was like, I looked at Ben, I go, we can do this show standing on our heads. Half an hour early? Like right now, we'd be signing off. Great show. These last 30 minutes, they're going to be tough. I'll tell you right now.
Well, it's going to be a little less tough since we still do have the Tournament of Drops. We're narrowing down the field to the final four today with our final two Elite Eight matchups. Paul, let's get to it.
All righty. We will start off with results from yesterday, if you missed it. The Elite Eight matchups in the East and West. We'll start off in the East region. We had the number one seed, Ben. Oh, my God. Taking on the 7 seed, Hammer, with Love It. And the number one seed prevailed.
Oh, my God.
Moving on to the Final Four.
As it should.
I would say so. Tough to see Hammer go down, but that's a strong, strong number one.
Yeah, that overall number one seed in the tournament.
And in the West region, we had the 8 seed, the greatest 8 seed to ever live, Bo. He advanced to the Final Four, where he will meet, oh my God, he took down the number 3 seed, Blame It on the Henry.
I think it's the sheer delight from Bo. In a phrase that's usually said without delight. It's usually said with anger and venom.
Yes.
He says it with glee.
the laugh.
Glee and laughter.
Yep. He's a foul mouth.
Yeah, you can hear the smile.
It doesn't sound
face,
like
though.
A foul word when he says it.
No, it doesn't.
Sounds
very
like
cute.
A sweet word.
That's why, I mean, people are like, why do you let your kid curse? I'm like, well, why not? It's hysterical.
Right. We move on, though, to the South and Midwest regions. That's where the voting takes place today. Polls are already up on Ben and Wood's Twitter page. Go there and cast your vote. If you haven't already, here are the matchups. We start in the South region, the number one seed, Ben Higgins.
Who the fudge is Jace Tingler?
He is going up against the only double-digit seed remaining, 7 seed, Woods.
I don't say it twice, dude.
All right, the votes are coming in fast and furious, and I can already tell you that today may be the day of a buzzer beater. Our closest matchups yet.
Oh, man.
Very slight lead for who the fudge is Jace Tingler.
Oh, boy.
Right now, just a handful of votes separating that and don't say it twice, dude. This could go down to the wire.
Oh, man.
All day.
Dude.
So get your votes in. They could matter more than ever today at our Twitter page, at Ben and Woods. Meanwhile, last quadrant of the bracket, the final four slot.
We go to the Midwest region, the number 8 seed, Hannah.
Don't do this.
She is taking on her child, Bo Woods, the number 2 seed.
Hannah, very strong 8 seed with Don't Do This.
I mean, she just tweeted, if I lose this, I swear. I mean, she wants to beat.
All right, well, this one's even closer than the last one.
Bo's winning.
But Bo is narrowly ahead of Hannah. Oh, that was sinister, Bo. Sinister. That's your mother you're trying to take down. She's not going to take it. Well, you know, she feeds you every single day.
I mean, I feed him, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not in the morning.
No.
You're here.
Lunch and dinner.
Me. So get your votes in because some of the matchups, yeah, they weren't that close. Didn't really matter. Today it matters. And you can tell by the number of votes that have already come in early this morning.
Oh, yeah. People are way engaged.
Want to make their decisions here. And then tomorrow we will know all of our Final Four.
Yep.
Have our matchups for you. And then next week we will narrow it down to the two finalists and then have the grand champion chip match in our Tournament of Drops.
What is a grand championship match?
It's a grand championship match.
Grand championship.
I mean, you could call it the national championship game. Championship? It's not really a game.
What is a championship, though?
Championship.
It's championship.
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 Told you guys this last half an hour is going to suck on not opening day. Mm-hmm. And look at it outside right now, boys.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely stunning.
Today's game has been postponed due to
partly
yeah, cloudy weather.
Perfect weather.
God, son of a...
I used to get chip witches
degrees
at
ooh,
the game.
Chip witches were clutch at
chip
the game.
Chip witches. They had them at the game.
My dad is that guy that gets the
the chocolate chips rolled around the outside on the ice cream.
Ice cream in a cookie.
And the cookie on the outside.
Fantastic. My dad chip gets witches. The lemon... Like the lemonade frozen?
Frozen,
bit.
The slushy frozen lemonade.
Murders it. That's his bit at the ball. That's all he'll get. I get a hot dog, nachos. Yeah. I really don't drink beer at the game. I just never have, really. I mean, I have, but I my go-to is a hot dog, maybe some nachos, and some Cracker Jack.
So many choices nowadays.
I mean,
when we grew up, you didn't. It was hot dog or hot dog.
I still don't get. I don't go crazy. Like the craziest I'll go at Petco is maybe a Borden Brew if I want to wait in 75-minute line for a sandwich, or I'll get a slice of pizza. That's usually pretty open down there. You know where I'm talking about.
They used to. They did have at the old at the queue in one of those circular kiosks out in the ring.
Yeah.
Where we walked in was where the Rallies was, when they used to have those Rallies fries and burgers, but line was always really long to get a Rallies burger at a Padres game.
They have Rallies at Walmart.
They do. I didn't know that.
They do. It's shut down now, but it's. I was there the other day, and Rallies is in Walmart right down the street.
Well, one of the things I will miss about opening day is when they line up the teams on the baselines, introduce the entire rosters, followed by the starting lineups, and players come out and wave, and the crowd goes wild. Alex Miniak, public address voice, is the guy who handles that at Petco Park. He's also the voice of MLB The Show, where we'll be simulating opening day later this morning on our virtual opening day. Alex is going to join us coming up next on Ben and Woods. First, though, 97.3 The Fan is helping San Diego stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected. Now, here's your latest news update from radio.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Batting sixth and making his major league debut, the shortstop number 23, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Thought everyone might be missing that voice today on opening day.
Big time.
We all expected to hear it, so we're going to bring you that voice no matter what. First, though, Ben and Woods, this hour brought to you by the San Diego County BMW Centers. Right now, lease a 2020 BMW X5 S-Drive 40i for $659 a month for 36 months with $49.99 due at signing. See a San Diego County BMW Center today for details or visit sdcountybmw.com. Alex Miniak joins us next after this check. Traffic on 97.3 The Fan with Kelly Danick. And you can join 97.3 The Fan for virtual opening day this morning at 10 a.m. We are only about an hour and 18 minutes away. We're going to stream a simulation of the Rockies Padres using MLB The Show 20 on Facebook Live on our Facebook page, 97.3 The Fan. Join all of our fan personalities on our Facebook Live page as we watch and comment on the game in real time. Virtual opening day. And joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline is not only the voice of Petco Park and the Padres, PA announcer, but also the voice of MLB The Show. Alex Miniak is here with Ben and Woods. Alex, it's good to have you. Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben and Woods.
Yeah! Oh,
I love there that. Save that forever. Now, we are we are both PA announcers, but very different. Very different. Baseball and indoor box lacrosse, Alex. How do you?
You're fast paced, man. You got all the action.
I'm,
you know,
screaming.
I'm going with the rhythm of the flow of the game, and you're in the faces. You're rocking. It's a party.
Like, how do you take? Yeah, how you, do you like? Do you, what do you do? Do you warm up your voice before games? Do you take care of your throat? Because I really don't.
Honey and lemon. Yeah. Woods does like nothing.
I do nothing. I just go in there and let
I'm
it
horrible
flow.
At it.
It's not fun. I used to do like warm-ups on the drive to Seals games. I would do like the ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma.
Red leather, yellow leather.
This year, I didn't do any, and I'd been terrible. So I was just curious from one PA guy to another, man, what do you do like to take care of the pipes?
You know, as I get older, I start to think about that, right? Because I'm like, well, gosh, this is how I make my living now. Like, I really need to start taking care of the instrument here, because it's yes. If that goes down, I'm in trouble. So I started drinking more tea and doing those kind of things. But yeah, you know, I find that the voice kind of, luckily, you know, we play most of our games at night, so I find that the voice kind of loosens up throughout the day just by talking to people, having conversations, doing conference calls, you know, whatever, reading through a script, doing meetings, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, naturally through the day, as we get to 6, 7 o'clock, it's going to be a lot more in shape than it was at, let's say, 6, 7 a.m. So what you're hearing now is my unwarmed up voice over the phone.
Well, still pretty damn good.
A lot different.
Yeah, still pretty damn good. Talking to Alex Miniak, voice of MLB The Show, and of course the Padres PA. Now, every now and then, Alex, and I've run into this as well, you get that name. You get that name, and you're like, oh, God. And they tell you, and you look at them, you repeat it back to them, and you repeat it in your head 75,000 times. And then when it's time to read the name, you go, oh, God, which is it? And it happens to me all the time. And has there been a name over the last couple of years as you've been doing this that you just – You got panicked about, or you freaked out about doing? Is there anything that jumps into your mind?
You know, when I was in the minor leagues in New Hampshire, we had Adani Echevarria on our team. Shortstop. He was coming up through the Blue Jay system, and you don't get a lot of Adani Echevarrias coming through New Hampshire that often. So, you know, it's kind of like, okay, they told me it was Adani, Echevarria.
Yeah, you
so
practice all day.
Because it could be Echevarria. Yeah, 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 I mean, there's a lot of different ways those things can go.
Especially when they get a little lost in translation. So you try to break your own bad habits and get it right. And then when you go to crack the mic, it's exactly how you were going to say it in the first place, which is the wrong way. It's happened. But, you know, you got to practice, you got to prepare, you got to keep going over it in your head and just lock out that mental voice. The mental voice is bad. Do what you know you're supposed to do. Don't overthink it.
So I got my start as a public address announcer as well, doing basketball games in college. And I remember I got hired. There was this international tournament that was taking place at UCSD. I got hired to do the scorebook and do the PA announcing. And the second game was with the Polish women's national team.
Oh, my God!
Wow.
They only had one person in the entire team traveling party that spoke any English. So I sat down with a team doctor for about 45 minutes before the game, going through every single name. And I went through it so long that I still remember the name of their star player, because I had to say it like 40 times.
Please
before
give it to
I
me.
Got.
Give it to me.
Elizbieta Czesniewska.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I guess lacrosse and baseball, not so bad, Mike.
Kind of had like a TCH sound at the beginning. Czesniewska.
That is
Czesniewska. One more time. Please give that to me one more time. I can remember that vividly still. That was probably 23 years ago.
That's incredible.
Much respect. I bow to you on that one.
So how does Alex Miniak with his voice of MLB The Show and Petco Park, how does that work when you're recording for the video game?
It's just like any other studio setting, right? You go in, there's a microphone in a room, there's a couple monitors, you get handed a big book of paper, and go. You know, we joke about it that it's like reading the white pages. Like, you're just going down name. And there's a man looking back at you reading all those names, you know, who's recording that, who has to cut it, who has to put it in the game and all that kind of thing. It's a process, because you've got to think about when we're talking here, we're talking in complete sentences and it's very casual and conversational. When you're doing it for a game, you're kind of doing it in pieces, right? So it's, you know, when I say, now coming to the plate, first name, last name, position, number, whatever, however that goes, that's five different files. So I have to think about like, how not only am I reading this name, but how are these things going to stitch together and sound right? And so that's the challenge. It's a little bit of acting involved as well. It's not just going in and just reading a bunch of names. They got to stitch together right in a way that sounds like a complete sentence when it's not.
Alex Miniak is with us here on Ben and Wood. So, yeah, we're going to be streaming Padres-Rockies, our virtual opening day, later this morning. Do you play the game as well, MLB The Show?
I do. I'll have some more time now, unfortunately. I've just jumped on the online world. I'm on the PlayStation Network, Alex Miniak, and on Twitch, Alex Miniak. Same thing. So if anybody wants to jump on and play me, I would love to do a home run derby or meet you on the Diamond Dynasty, somewhere like one of those features, and we'll have some fun.
Woods, I have noticed you've probably gotten this with the Seals. I even remember getting it when I was calling high school and college games as the PA announcer. People have opinions on their PA announcer.
Yeah, they do, big time.
You know, and we're all doing the best job we can. Alex, what have fans said to you? I'm sure there have been many who have said nice things and how much they enjoy it, but have there been any, like, sticking points? Like, fans, I wish you would say this differently, or what's the deal with this? Do you have any of those in particular?
I would say that everybody is going to have an opinion of how they want to hear things pronounced or want to see things done or whatever, and that's great. I love fans when they're engaged and they want to be part of the action, and they want to be involved, right? And so you'll get critiques, and critiquing is good. It may call something out that I haven't seen or I haven't noticed in a while. And so I take feedback definitely into consideration anytime I do what I do, because the ultimate judge is the 45,000 people out there, right? So I want something that's going to make them happy in that moment. When somebody steps up to the plate, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, you know, time runs 90 feet away, let's go. Like, we need to create that moment, right? And I want them to feel that moment every time I bring it, you know, over the microphone.
Yeah, and again, it's such a different thing that I do, Ben. I mean, I'm probably not the world's greatest PA announcer, but what I do bring is beating on the glass, screaming, you know, yelling, the things like right. that. I leave those games and I'm like pouring sweat.
But and Alex, well, he plays a lot straighter, as he should at a Major League Baseball game. A day like today, it would have been opening day. When you're doing, you know, the starting lineups and you're announcing the stars and you're playing it pretty straight, but the crowd
is going nuts.
Just keeps getting more and more excited as you're hitting a Tatis and a Machado, you know, coming out. There's an exhilaration that comes with that, isn't there, as a PA announcer?
Oh, yeah. You guys played the Tatis clip, you know, a couple minutes before I joined you, and that gave me chills. And it was weird because it was me who said it, right? But I'm hearing the crowd in the background ramping up. And as an announcer, you feed off that energy, right? You know it's working. You know people are excited. You know they're amped to see the start of the game, the start of the season. All those moods and feelings and energy comes back. And it's like a big cycle, right? I'll say something, and then when I get feedback back, it feeds the machine. It comes back to me, and I'm like, okay, we can start ramping this up. Let's go. Because we're all in it together. We're all as one, and we're all rooting for the Padres and the home team and getting that whole vibe going. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Those opening day intros are some of my favorite things to do every year, that's for sure.
Well, Alex, we can't wait until we can hear you live and in person at Petco Park. You know, hopefully that's happens before too long, but until then, we will listen for you on MLB The Show 20 and appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
You got it, gentlemen. Anytime.
That is Alex Miniak. Don't forget, join 97.3 The Fan again. Virtual opening day. It's just over an hour away. 10 a.m. We'll stream a simulation of the Rockies Padres on MLB The Show 20. It's Facebook Live on our Facebook page, 97.3 The Fan, and we'll get all the hosts up there commenting as we go along, Woodsy. It's virtual opening day here on 97.3 The Fan. A quick little news bit here, Woods. I paused to see if you wanted to jump in.
No, I had nothing.
Drew Brees
is
putting his money where his mouth is. Just posted this on Instagram. Brittany and I are committing $5 million to the state of Louisiana in 2020. The priority now is helping our communities get through this tough time. After considerable research and conversations with local organizations, we will be mobilizing our partnerships with Second Harvest Food Bank, Ochsner Health Systems, Walk-Ons, Jimmy John's, Small Sliders, and Waiter to prepare and deliver over 10,000 meals per day throughout Louisiana for as long as it takes to children on meal programs, seniors, and families in need. Let's all do our part, maintain hope, and get through this together.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of dough. That is a lot of dough, my friend.
It is, it's not nothing. $5 million.
That is not nothing.
I mean, Drew has done very well, and he just signed a new deal. But think about what is he making, about $25 million a year?
Yeah.
He just committed 20% of his salary this year to give away to charity.
Didn't he just lose a bunch of money in jewels
yeah,
or something,
yeah,
too?
Something like that,
God,
too.
Man, Drew, I wonder if his wife is like my wife. If I give somebody like $20, she freaks out. She freaks out. We don't have that. I'm like, good, just settle down.
With Drew, I sometimes feel like, you know, you see him a lot on Twitter, and, you know, he'll promote his business partnerships a lot more than most athletes. And I'm thinking, oh, I bet he's making bank on that. Same time, he does good things with that bank,
yeah.
So it's like, good for you. You're making the money, but you're also giving back to the community. He's doing it the right way.
My wife gets mad at me because I'm not making the money, and I
still give it back.
Yeah, and she gets mad, but hey, listen.
Stephen Woods is also donating $5 million to the San Diego community right now.
I could do like $200. I can do $200 to San Diego. Let me know. I'd be happy to help, as you know.
Good for Drew.
Good for Drew.
That's good to see.
Hey, we're wrapping up here soon. Then we got to get home.
Yeah.
Got to log on to Facebook Live and join virtual opening day. I'm going to watch this game. I'm going to comment on it. I have to, but I think I would have done it anyway, Ben, to be honest with you. I'm jonesing for baseball a lot today. And I know a lot of you guys out there in the same boat. I don't know. You said it best this morning when you said, if we just had a date that we knew, I mean, look, this thing, you can't ask for a hard and fast date on this thing. We just have to be patient and ride it out together. But as you know, Ben and Woods will be here for you. I don't think we're going to do a thing where we do this every day. I can't commit to streaming every day.
I think we all understand that virtual opening day is not supposed to take the place of what would have been real opening day. We're not naive enough to try to sell you, oh, this will be just as fun. I mean, it's just like opening day. It's not. Of course it's not. It's just something that we can do, hopefully, to bring us together a little bit today. It's fun, and we all need a little bit of fun. And if we are terrible at it, I mean, who's actually playing the game? Are we simulating
it? Yeah, we're just simulating.
So no one's actually controlling the players. Okay.
I mean, imagine if we lose on opening day to the
freaking
computer. Oh, wow. Well, and then we'll break it down tomorrow.
We will?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Why not?
Why not?
Friday, read some raps.
Yeah.
Have some flubs.
Oh, also, by the way, guys, tomorrow is the 2-year anniversary of Ben and Woods. 2 years, Benny. And one thing I have, I learned this from my wife, who learned it from her late father, Lauren Nancaro. Life is short. Celebrate everything. And the way I look at it is this. If we don't celebrate it, who's going to? So, tomorrow we have some special things planned, as you know. Big days like this, it's where we thrive. It's our 2-year anniversary. Best radio show I've ever been a part of. The most proud I've ever been of a product that I put out on a daily basis. Happy to know you guys. I miss you, Hammer. Love you, Paul. Love you, Benny. And we'll celebrate a little bit tomorrow. And we'd love to have you guys with us for a virtual toast tomorrow at 9:01.
Thank you, Woods.
Actually, maybe we'll do it we'll do it a little earlier. So everybody can be involved. We'll have a shot on the air. Yeah,
all right.
100%. Just be with us.
Sounds good. Friday celebration. 2 years of Ben and Woods. That's tomorrow. Executive producer Paul Reindl. He's been with us all the way. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. Jim Rome Show coming up next. But don't forget, 10 o'clock, virtual opening day on Facebook. It's 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.